Welcome to Washington Focus. I'm Spencer Pauly. Joining me today is the Center Square's Eastern Washington reporter, Tim Schumann. Tim, while you're usually covering the eastern side of Washington, you recently were over here in the western side covering the story called $3.82 a gallon gas at Kent Station rallies support against Washington's carbon tax. For Washington, $3.82 gas is a good deal. How did this come about?
So this was actually an event sponsored by the local Washington nonprofit Future 42 and a Washington, D.C. based think tank, the Washington branch of that Washington, D.C. based think tank, Americans for Prosperity. And the purpose of the event was to highlight the significant portion of gas price that is paid in tax for Washingtonians. And they held a gas tax holiday of sorts where they rolled back the price of gas to essentially what the price was on the first of the new year, which is the same roughly as the national average right now. And it saved motorists around $1.35 a gallon. So naturally, a significant chunk of people showed up to purchase fuel at this discount rate.
Well, I'm sure a lot of listeners know the price, but what is the average state gas price here?
Right now, the average is hovering around $5.05 a gallon, and that's as of Monday this week.
Okay, so I'm guessing a lot of people showed up. Do you have a good tally of the number of cars lined up here for this gas station?
It started off between like 80 and 100 and just grew, and they even had to double stack the line at one point to keep it from overflowing into the street. And it just kept going for about the first hour. Somewhere around 125 to 130 vehicles, things started to slow down enough that the extra gas station employees they had brought in to, you know, deal with this event all started taking turns to fill their own vehicles at the pump.
Wow. So did you talk to any people in line here? What were drivers having to say about this?
Yeah, there was a variety of people, some of whom were locals who just happened to drive by, others of whom had heard about it from, you know, various news releases like the one I wrote about yesterday, you know, prior to the event. And it, you know, it ended up being a very wide cross-section of society. I remember one motorcyclist actually drove down from Everett, which for those who aren't local is, you know, somewhere around a 45 or 50 mile drive. Just for, you know, a few gallons off gas. He actually just missed the cutoff, but, you know, ended up purchasing gas anyway just to support the business.
Right. Were there any state legislators there as well?
Yeah. One state representative, Jim Walsh, is actually from Aberdeen and made the commute over. He's also happens to be the chair of the Republican Party, and he's been, you know, pretty vehemently opposed to the state's new carbon tax, which is responsible for a significant portion around, you know, depending on who you talk to, 45 to 55 cents per gallon of additional gas price costs.
So let's go into this carbon tax. For any listeners that don't know, could you explain what this is and how it's affecting the state?
Yeah. So the Climate Commitment Act is an act that took effect January 1st, signed into law last year, that Governor Jay Inslee, you know, has been vehemently supporting to decarbonize Washington. And the whole purpose of the act is that people need to get emission allowances to cover, quote unquote, you know, pay for their carbon emission in tons per year. And the way that it works is, unlike a normal tax, which, you know, consumers pay at the pump or is, you know, included on the bottom of your receipt when you purchase something like a sales tax, this tax is levied directly against anyone who sells, you know, carbon emitting substance, in this case, you know, gasoline. So What happens is the State Department of Ecology holds these auctions, and companies that sell carbon emitting products are required to purchase these credits from the Department of Ecology to cover their carbon emissions. And year to date, there have been three quarterly auctions and one what they call an emergency auction or allowance price containment reserve auction to lower the price. And it's resulted in about $1.4 billion in additional tax that's not a tax revenue to Washington state consumers.
Wow. Do other states have any similar policies? Do you know?
Yeah, California has a similar policy, but California's price on their, you know, price per metric ton of carbon is roughly one half of what is happening in Washington. And that's why we've seen a gas price increase of about 30% since the beginning of the year when this tax was implemented. And that's, you know, what this event was trying to highlight.
All right. Well, I have one more question, Tim, and I have to ask, do you know if there will be another event with $3.82 a gallon gas for a friend, of course?
Yeah, I actually don't know. I wish I had time to not work and get in line for this event.
Me too.
But as of now, don't think there's one planned. And I think that the, you know, relative to the more than 200 vehicles they serviced and thousands of gallons of gas they sold, I think they got a pretty good bang for their buck on the PR on this one. So I think they accomplished what they're hoping for in raising awareness about the, you know, the state of taxes in Washington when it comes to fuel tax.
All right, Tim. Well, thanks for covering this. Listeners can keep up with this story and more at thecentersquare.com. For Tim Schumann, this is Spencer Pauly. Please subscribe and thanks for listening.